You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It was a hell of a rugby player. They beat the hell out of the black and tans. Oh, God.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
German? Forget it. He's rolling.
Do you have an update on the leak investigation?
I'm going to go plant a tree.
Truly wonderful the mind of a child is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It is hard to go to work every day with Marjorie Taylor Greene as a colleague.
Oh, boo, boo.
It's hard to commute 3,000 miles to your job.
I'll be on the veranda since you're already on the cross.
I don't know how long this Saturday in the state of Tennessee might last.
Blah, 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 black preacher voice. Blah, 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 blah.
But oh, we have good news, folks.
You know Chris Angel, mind freak, David Blaine, trapped all horse jumping off here? There ain't no damn takes. Ain't no damn motion picture.
Why are you still in character?
Me and Adam dropped character till I done the DVD commentary.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. So there are these reps from Tennessee, these three reps. Two of them are named Justin. Justin Pearson and Justin Jones. And this guy, Justin Pearson, he's Justin. They're both really real Democrats in the modern term of the word. And Justin Jones has a record of jumping on police cars, being charged with assault, and then having the charges dropped against him, and all that kind of thing. But I want to concentrate though on Justin Pearson. Justin Pearson, because he has a New England tie. He's back in the legislature now. He was expelled, but they voted him back in. He's 27 years old. And I'll give you some idea of the kind of puff pieces he's getting. This is from the Boston Globe today. And again, the Boston Globe, this is the newspaper that made Monica Cannon Grant one of its Bostonians of the Year. She had the local BLM franchise for Boston, more or less. And since then, she's been indicted on multiple counts of basically charged with stealing more than $1 million from the charity she set up, filing for a fake panic relief programs, et cetera, et cetera. So they swooned over Monica Cannon Grant, and now they're swooning over Justin Pearson because he went to Bowdoin, you understand. He went to Bowdoin. Because, you know, if you're down for the struggle, that's where you go, to Bowdoin. Yikes. Before Justin, this is the headline today in the Globe. Before Justin Pearson was a Tennessee politician at the center of the national gun debate. I thought it was a transgender debate, but I guess it's the national gun debate because it can't be about transgenders because we can't have a debate about transgenders. He was a beloved Boston resident. You probably didn't know he lived in Boston, but he was a beloved Boston resident. You know how beloved he was? Many people across the country may now know Justin J. Pearson as the youthful, impassioned Tennessee politician at the center of the national gun control debate. But to a select number of Bostonians, he's an adopted grandson, a fellow churchgoer, and a supporter of local bookstores. Wow! You know, he supports local bookstores? Pearson also seems to have made his mark at Frugal Bookstore, a black-owned mom-and-pop shop in Nubian Square. Shop owners Clarissa Cropper and Leonard Edgerton wrote in a tweet Saturday that Pearson would visit their shop every Saturday morning and help shape their bookstore through many conversations. If I owned a local bookstore, I'd rather have someone who was shaping my bookstore through sales rather than conversations. But anyway, he's changed his speech patterns over the years. And Tucker Carlson came up with this last night. This is pretty interesting, I think. So this is when he was running for student body president at Bowdoin College back in 2016. Cut 8.
Justin J. Pearson, and I'm running for president of BSG. There are a few reasons that we're running this campaign this year. One has to do with representation. How can we represent all voices in a conversation? I wanted to do this by partnering with organizations from the Bowdoin Democrats to the Bowdoin Republicans. I want to bring together different voices, dissenting voices, voices that may be more liberal or more conservative, in order that we can reach a point of sort of the radical middle.
That was then. This is Justin Pearson, supporter of local bookstores, now. Cut 9.
Seem like the NRA and gun lobbyists might win. But oh, that was good news for us. I don't know how long this Saturday in the state of Tennessee might last. But oh, we have good news, folks. We've got good news that Sunday always comes.
Hmm. 844-500-4242. Here's Justin Jones, the guy who jumps on the top of police cars, and he's been involved in multiple civil disturbances over the years. Justin Jones. He's got the same mau-mauing the flag catcher's voice. Cut 10.
What Tennessee is doing is a power grab of ousting three lawmakers, your colleagues, simply because you have the numbers to do it. If I didn't know this was happening to us, and I read the news, three opposition legislators expelled from the legislature, I would think that this was another nation.
Another nation. Another nation. Is this the same Democrat Party that wanted to expel a bunch of Republicans because they were taking their constituents or in some cases their relatives around the Capitol before January 6th? 844-500-4242. People are still texting saying it's amazing how quickly they could run this guy Texera down in his parents' house in North Dighton, but they still can't find the Supreme Court leakers after almost a year. And they know who he leaked it to, or she leaked it to. And I think there's only clerks of four of the Supreme Court justices who are persons, incredible persons of interest here. I don't think any of Justice Thomas's clerks leaked this, nor Judge Alito's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This woman, Katie Porter, who's running for the Senate in California, Adam Schiff is another one who's running, Barbara Lee is running. Boy, there's what a cast of characters running for Dianne Feinstein's Senate seat. But it turns out someone of her opponents leaked her divorce records to the Daily Mail in the UK, and she's horrible. She's a horrible person, if you can believe her ex-husband. She again poured a pot of boiling water with potatoes in it on his head one time when she was angry at him. But these Democrats, they learn from one another, and I noticed this. I want to play a cut from Katie Porter in 2021 talking about one of her kids and the horror that her kid has. Cut 5.
Ms. Thunberg, I just wanted to ask you one question. I have a 9-year-old daughter. I have 3 kids. And I told my 9-year-old daughter that I was going to be speaking with you. And I said, what do you think about the climate change? And she said, the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. And I asked her how that made her feel. And she said it made her feel angry. What should I tell my daughter, and how should I help her and the youngest generation bear the emotional toll of the actions that we're taking, fossil fuel companies are taking to destroy our planet.
That was 2021. Let's fast forward to December of last year. Congresswoman Catherine Clark from Massachusetts. She said she must have seen what Katie Porter said and thought, I'm gonna rework that. Plagiarism is the sincerest form of flattery. Listen, this is Catherine Clark now, a year after Katie Porter cut six.
But they've also given us a model to become our own leaders. And let me tell you what it means to me, coming in as a different generation. I remember my middle child waking up with nightmares over concern around climate change.
You don't say. It's almost like it's measles or chicken pox. It's infectious, apparently. 844-500-4242. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference." I got another text two nights ago from the 781 area code. Thunderstorm saves the day. As a property manager, where a lot of curry is being cooked in one of the units, the smell permeates every inch of the unit. After a recent move, I once again encountered this problem. But this time I put two thunderstorms to work. And they worked. The smell was gone. Thanks, Howie. Thanks, Eden Pure. That's the thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-pack, you can use a couple for yourself, as this landlord did in the 781 area code, and then give one as a gift. They are all packaged separately in high-quality boxes. The Howie Carr Show has had thousands of satisfied customers buy the 3-pack. Everyone loves the thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. With code Howie, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you can be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head, you!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarShow.com.
You heard those cuts from Katie Porter and Catherine Clark back-to-back. He says, more Democrat boilerplate BS, just like the left-wing Mockingbird media, right down to the exact wording. When I heard Catherine Clark say that in December, I think it was, I thought to myself, wait a second, didn't I hear that a year ago? The exact same thing? And I'd been saving it, you know, because I hadn't known how to do it until I saw that Katie Porter now is becoming this, sort of more ubiquitous figure on the national scene, at least until she loses the primary to someone even more odious than she is, which would be Adam Schiff. All right, before we do the poll question, I want to play the sound cut from Marco Rubio. It runs like over a minute and a half, but he lays it all out here, which is the question in the poll. Play cut 22, Senator Marco Rubio.
We have a world that realizes we have a president that can barely put together complete sentences, appears incoherent, oftentimes doesn't even know where he is in many cases in some of these places, that allowed spy balloons to be flown over our head, that abandoned billions of dollars of American military equipment left over into the hands of the Taliban, and spends all day talking about electric vehicles and solar panels that he knows we're going to have to buy from China. We have a justice system that indicts political opponents and former presidents and leading presidential candidates, a justice system that infiltrates sources and tries to spy on Catholic churches, but allows criminals to destroy San Francisco and Baltimore and Detroit and Washington, D.C. and Los Angeles and Manhattan, you name it. We have a military that doesn't spend its time talking about new weapon systems or how to care for veterans that are committing suicides at historic rates. They spend their time talking about transgender issues and all kinds of racial disparity stuff, not defending our country. We have a media that's become a joke, a media that's wasted 2.5 years of our time on a Russia collusion situation. Then they moved on from that to cover up the Hunter Biden situation. That's now a full-blown investigation. Our universities are a forum for crazy things to happen. You can't even speak on a university campus. People being assaulted by men wearing dresses and these violent protests and shutting down speech. And our culture, what is what we focused on as a culture? We're focused on the fact that now some man pretending to be a woman gets paid millions of dollars to sell Nike sports bras and Bud Light. So the world looks at that and says, this place is a laughingstock, and they react to it. And I could go on for an hour about all the things that we are being embarrassed on the world stage. Our adversaries are taking advantage of it, and our friends are saying, hey, we may have to go on our own here because these guys look like they're about to commit societal suicide.
He laid it out, didn't he? Well, that sets up the poll question. With inflation, food, and heating costs rising, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is the U.S. now a third world country? Yes, no, or not quite, but getting closer all the time.
I think I'm going to vote with the way Marco Rubio would vote, which is not quite, but getting closer all the time.
61% of the audience agrees. 34% say we are already there, and 5% say we are not.
All right. Now, there's a guy in, he just moved to Palm Beach. He's the second richest person in Palm Beach. His name is Ken Griffin. He's worth $35 billion. He's a Harvard grad. He's a Florida native, but he went to Harvard. And he just gave a $300 million gift to Harvard University. And do you know what the reaction has been at Harvard University? Anger, because he is a big supporter of Governor Ron DeSantis. He gave $5 million to support his reelection as governor, according to Politico. So they're PO'd. Not everybody, but they're PO'd at him. And, you know, this kind of reminds me of when, remember Carrie Healy, Muffy Healy, the lieutenant governor of Massachusetts? She became president of Babson College, and they were angry because she was a Republican. She was just brought in to raise money. And they hated her. They wanted to get rid of her even before she became president. She wasn't a bad president of Babson College. By the way, the richest person in Palm Beach, Julia Koch. She's the widow of David Koch, who she's worth $60 billion. Lives right near the Episcopal Church where Donald and Melania Trump got married on Barton Avenue. And her husband, David Koch, was a Deerfield guy, much older than me. But they made him a trustee for life at Deerfield Academy. And again, there was this same anger among the wokesters at Deerfield. How dare they make David Koch a trustee for life? No one else gets to be a trustee for life.
How dare you?
I remember my daughter asking me that, Charlotte, when she was at Deerfield. She said, why did they make him a trustee for life, Dad? And I said, Charlotte, he's got $60 billion. There were 60 billion reasons to make him a trustee for life. Just like Harvard has 35 billion reasons to be very happy that Ken Griffin is an alumnus. B because he just parted with $300 million for the school, and they're angry. I'll bet some of these people at Harvard would have liked to turn down the $300 million that Ken Griffin gave them. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I hate to leave any of these Brandon cuts on the cutting room floor. You know, I'm greedy. Cut 20.
How Ireland and the United States can work together with the United Kingdom and the European Union to support the people of Northern Ireland. I think that the United Kingdom should be working closer with Ireland in this endeavor.
In this ever endeavor. I don't think he looks over his remarks before he reads them, or from the teleprompter or the briefing book, whatever. He had some professors. We all remember teachers or professors we've had. And sometimes we remember things they told us. Brandon remembers things he was told by a professor. Cut 25.
I had a professor in school who said an inflection point is when you're riding down the highway at 60 miles an hour and you make a radical turn 6 degrees in one direction. You can never get back in the course you're on. That's who we are as a world.
Could someone translate that for me? All right. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Hakeem Jeffries is the minority leader of the U.S. House. He's from New York. He had an uncle named Leonard Jeffries. I didn't know this until this morning. Leonard Jeffries was a professor at City University of New York, and he was the chairman of the Black Studies Department. He used to make references to sun people, those are blacks, and ice people, those are white people. The New York Times reported that in a class on African heritage, Jeffries, this is Leonard Jeffries, not his nephew Hakeem, he said that, quote, rich Jews who financed the development of Europe also financed the slave trade. So he's anti-Semitic. He's anti-Semitic, kind of like Ilhan Omar, kind of like Rashida Tlaib. A lot of that going around. So they invited Leonard Jeffries to come to State University of New York, Binghamton, when Hakeem was an undergraduate. And he said he had only a vague recollection of the controversy. A lot of students didn't want this guy who hated Jews, who hated white people, to come to the campus and speak. But he said he had only a vague recollection. But guess what? When they had a press conference supporting Uncle Leonard, guess who spoke there? Yes. Yes, you guessed it. Hakeem Jeffries, who could be the next Speaker of the House. And in a random act of journalism, Jake Tapper, former date of Monica Lewinsky, former coat holder to Chelsea Clinton's mother-in-law, who was married to a guy who went to prison for bank fraud, $10 million, even though he was a congressman from Iowa. Jake Tapper committed a random act of journalism talking about Hakeem Jeffries lying. Cut 20.
Newly uncovered material from House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, contradicts his repeated previous denials that he was only vaguely aware that his uncle in the 1990s was spreading anti-Semitic filth. Leonard Jeffries is his uncle. He was then a college professor at City University of New York, and he was facing backlash for falsely blaming, quote, rich Jews for financing the slave trade and for saying that Jews in Hollywood were engaged in a conspiracy to denigrate black people in films. This is a big story back in the 80s. Jeffries has said in the past that since he was in college and it was the pre-internet era and his parents hid the controversy from both him and his brother, that he did not know much about the uproar. But CNN's K-File found that Jeffries was more than well aware of the controversy surrounding his uncle. He wrote a college editorial in his college paper, supporting his uncle, inviting his uncle to speak on campus amid this furor. And he also defended noted bigot Louis Farrakhan from the Nation of Islam.
Don't know much about history, even when it involves uncle and me. I always find it funny what bad memories Democrats tend to have. Isn't it something? Yeah, they, to the best of my recollection, I cannot recall. Biden's DOJ recommends no jail time for abortion activist who vandalized church, assaulted worker. This was a trans abortion activist. That's the key. President Biden's Justice Department, this from the New York Post, is recommending no jail time for an abortion activist who scrawled bleep Catholics on a church's walls, assaulted a church employee, and defaced several religious statues in reaction to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last summer. Maeve Nota was arrested last June for vandalizing the St. Louis, I didn't know there was a St. Louis, Catholic Church in Bellevue, Washington. Nota, a transgender man, I think that means he's a woman, she's a woman, was charged with a hate crime and assault for vandalizing the church and tossing rocks at and spray painting an employee of the church. She smashed two of the gates, the church's glass doors, defaced religious statues, and painted, quote, women haters, kid groomers, we hate gay people, rotten hell, and bleep Catholics on the church's wall. So this is the same Justice Department that tried to send pro-life activist Mark Houck, who was arrested in September of last year after being indicted on federal charges that he intimidated people at a Planned Parenthood facility in Philadelphia. And they wanted to send him. He had pushed a guy, an elderly guy, who was harassing his son. They wanted to send him to prison for 11 years. 11 years. But no jail. He was defending his son. But this guy who spray-painted an old lady and vandalized a Catholic church, they want to give him no jail time because professional courtesy. Try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity and the efficiency of electric vehicles. A hybrid vehicle fire caused an explosion at a home in Erie, Colorado, Tuesday morning. Mountain View Fire rescue officials tweeted that dispatchers received a report of a structure fire at Marlow Circle in the Morgan Hill neighborhood of Erie at 8:16 a.m. Tuesday. Firefighters found a hybrid Jeep 4XE hybrid smoking inside a garage. What was it smoking? A cigar? A Tipperillo? Was it vaping? When crews put water on the vehicle, the battery caused an explosion, blowing the garage door off its track. Wow! The door flew 30 feet and almost hit a Mountain View Fire Battalion chief. Three firefighters in the garage were blown back against the walls, but no injuries were ultimately reported. One more before we go back to the phone lines. This is a great one. This is from the Washington Post, too. They just had a conference. It was last month, the National Science Teaching Association Convention. It was in Atlanta last month. The National Science Teaching Association's convention. And so there was a group that had a table or a booth at the convention, was passing out comic books. And the comic books were titled Simon the Solar-Powered Cat. The story begins with Simon, an orange and white cat, begging for more food in typical feline fashion. But on page 5, the story took an unusual turn. Can I have a dun-dun-dun? Dun, dun, dun. A friendly scientist explained that Simon subsisted not on kibble, but on carbon dioxide. the scientists concluded that CO2, carbon dioxide, was a miracle molecule that fueled all life on Earth by helping plants turn sunlight into food. Which is true. Which is true. But do you know what happened when the wokesters at the National Science Teaching Association convention found out that they were passing these comic books out about Simon the solar powered cat? They threw them out of the convention. All of the comics featured three young sisters named Sophie, Ariana, and Alyssa, the owners of Simon the Cat, and their neighbor, a scientist named Mr. Gordon. Gordon explains to the sisters, everything green in our very green world owes its existence to carbon dioxide, and every person and every animal are built from the carbon and CO2, which we get from eating vegetables and milk. And so the head of the association, which tossed these people out on their ear, said, while it is true that CO2 helps plants grow, its accumulation in the atmosphere will have a net negative effects for plants and people alike. Telling kids they need CO2 to survive, he said, this guy named Dessler, is like telling a drowning person they need water to survive. It's not helpful. Boy, that's a pretty good story. You know what I probably should have said? I probably should have given that to Woker joke today, but it was just too funny. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Howie, thanks for taking my call. Hey, earlier you were playing clips of that knucklehead over in Ireland, and then I started to think he had that.
Who could you possibly be referring to, Rocky? Knucklehead?
Yeah, he had that very successful withdrawal in Afghanistan, right, leaving billions of hardware to be reverse-engineered in China, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I just want to know if you've heard anything from the Department of Defense about the flight suits for the third trimester fighter pilots that they're talking about. Remember that?
Yes, I do remember that. Yes. How about all the woke anti-racism books that they're putting on ships, Rocky?
I know. I'm not going back to Bud Light, I'll tell you that.
Nobody is. Bud Light now, they're putting out these stories through the anonymous sources. They're the Pentagon had the sources that said that the Russia was behind these document leaks that came out of Otis Air Force Base. And now Bud Light is saying, well, it was just some minor league marketing junior associate. We didn't even check who we were signing up as influencers. If that's the case, somebody made a very big mistake. I think they better do more checking at Bud Light, just like they better do more checking at the Pentagon about who's getting these documents. 844-500-4242. My first appointment when I get back to New England in May is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that first phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? Put yourself and your health first. And since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can as well. Make your health a priority in the summer of 2023. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Doesn't matter what you need, whether it's just a simple checkup or a teeth cleaning or something more serious to work on your smile. They're the best. Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. See you there. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
the trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Some of it's relatively straightforward work, where we're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating.
I'd forgotten that. I guess I shouldn't have forgotten that. Zach, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey, how are you guys doing today? Thank you for answering my call.
Can go ahead.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Appreciate go ahead.
It. So I just wanted to touch up on the looming possibility of a central bank digital currency, aka CBDCs.
Yes.
What's your stance on this, first and most formal?
What's my what?
Like, where do you stand? Do you think they'll actually implement the CBDCs?
I think they'll try, won't they? I mean, it's part of the larger scheme of things. You know, that's one thing about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's going to announce next week in Boston that he's a Democrat candidate for president. He says he's totally opposed to it. This is the way, you know, look what happened in Canada with the truckers' strike against the COVID lockdowns. They cut them off from access to currency. It's horrible. It's just more of this deep state nonsense that's going on.
So, and unfortunately, not a lot of people actually are even aware that CBDCs are even a possible thing yet. I personally think they're going to be coming, especially because of BRICS Nation recently forming.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the countries that are going against the U.S. dollar? Yeah, that's a lot of stuff to get into here at the end of the show here tonight, Zach. Let me tell you, last night we talked about the vote coming up in the legislature today, the House of Representatives on Beacon Hill. They were going to vote to gut section chapter 62F of the general laws. That's the one that it says that if the state collects a certain percentage over overage in revenues every year under a complicated formula, they have to return the money based on a proportion. The more you paid in excess taxes, the more you get back. And so, of course, the Democrats, who just did away with the flat rate income tax, want to have a flat rate return on 62F. Basically, they don't want any returns of any taxpayer money at all, because they feel, as the mafia does, what's theirs is theirs and what's ours is theirs. So they had a vote today. 125-29 to repeal the 62F, to gut it. One Democrat voted with the taxpayers. One Democrat, Colleen Gary. I think she's from Draken. And all the Republicans, but there's only 28 Republicans in the legislature now. Representative Peter Durant of Spencer, the Republican, said, "I want to address a couple of facts to remember. 1,100 people per week leave this state. 1,100 people, over 50,000 a year, leave this state, citing the high cost of living, the high taxes they pay, the difficulty of making ends meet here. Think about that. 1,100 people per week. A recent poll said 40% of all residents in Massachusetts were considering leaving. 40%. 40%. Then there's Representative Conley from Cambridge. Of course he's from Cambridge. Here's what he said. There was a time when they called it Massachusetts. That was a long time ago. Really? You know what, Representative Conley? I'm going to call it Taxachusetts right now. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.